Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. The 2018 Chemical Weed Control for Field Crops, Pastures, Rangeland, and Non-Cropland has been published online with hard copies coming soon to your local Extension office. This is one of the most useful publications available to producers who utilize herbicides of any type. This week we will hear from K-State Research and Extension Weed Management Specialist Curtis Thompson as he speaks about this valuable resource he helps co-author. First, we will hear Curtis discuss one of the most important facets of the publication, the relative ranking system based on herbicide trials.
We do list the various herbicides that are registered for the respective crops. There's a table in there that lists the herbicides. Across the top is a whole host of weed species, and so it gives you a relative ranking of how effective a certain herbicide program might be. So it can steer a grower or somebody who is consulting a grower on choosing an herbicide program to manage the weed issues that they're dealing with.
Herbicide mode of action is an important consideration when developing a weed control plan. Next, Curtis discusses how the guide addresses them.
In the weed guide, there is discussion on herbicide mode of action, which has become increasingly important to understand mode of action and rotating herbicides with different modes of action to help manage the resistant weed issues that we have out there. A year or so ago, we implemented a new system within the guide where there is a number in parentheses following all the active ingredients which indicate the mode of action. And so if we have an herbicide with three active ingredients, you can look at those numbers in the parentheses, and if they change, that means we've got multiple modes of action. And so you don't have to know and understand that other than to know, yeah, I've got an herbicide that has two or three different modes of action.
Finally, Dr. Thompson discusses that in addition to the major crops in the state, herbicides which cover pastures and non-cropland are also available.
Pasture and rangeland and all the different weed issues we might be dealing with and brush control, all of that is part of the guide. And then we go through, toward the back of the guide, a list of a number of common noxious weeds and the various weed control programs that can effectively control those.
That was Curtis Thompson, K-State Research and Extension Weed Management Specialist, discussing the 2018 Chemical Weed Control publication, which should be arriving soon at your local Extension office. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. Also, we are excited to be hosting a pre-plant corn school on January 30th at the Southeast Research and Extension Center in Parsons. Registration for the event will start at 8:30 with the program kicking off at 9. A lunch will be sponsored by the Kansas Corn Commission. Following lunch, the newly required oxen training will be provided for producers needing to spray the new dicamba products this year. Please register for the event by calling the office at 620-421-4826. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.